Blog Talk Radio.
Previously on the Jams podcast, hashtag, we can edit that out.
You know, that story tells itself. Styles using his quickness to get the shots in and try and stay in the match.
They'll get Brock on the ropes.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, like there'll be a phenomenal forearm and Brock won't go down, and then he'll go for a second phenomenal forearm and then he'll get the F5.
He'll catch him in the F5.
Yeah, it'll be a phenomenal forearm.
Oh, yeah,
F5.
Hell yeah.
Me and Chad have picked the ending already.
I'll stick with my pick from a few weeks ago. Has to be Raw.
You're still going with Raw regardless.
Yeah, but Kevin Owens is the key, and him and Sammy, I see them screwing the brand over, and then obviously they want to screw Shane down.
Check this out. Remember the stipulation? If Raw loses, Kurt Angle loses his job. Right? He's not the general manager no more. Okay? Check this out. That evil, dastardly Triple T. Somehow, some way, I think he's gonna fuck it up for Raw on purpose, just so that Kurt Angle loses his job, and Stephanie and Triple H runs the show all over again. That Triple T, he cannot be trusted. Why would Triple T suddenly appear in a match? Wow. I want to start off this podcast by saying two words. And it goes a little something like this. Triple T! Triple T! That wretch! I told you he couldn't be trusted! I told you! Yeah, I was wrong. I was wrong. I thought SmackDown was going to win. But I knew it! Come on, son. Yo, BDSIR Network, the best damn show in radio. You are in tune to JAMMS podcast hashtag. We can edit that out. My name's Grant Body P of the Worldwide DJ Coalition. I got the Shadbug with me, and I've got the Sensational Joe with me. The serial killer soon come. When he come in. You know what I mean? You can follow us on all our social media at Jams Podcast. What a thing in wrestling, eh? Triple T pulls a fast one, then Raw comes along, Tree Girl come in, and then SmackDown comes along, another Tree Girl come in, causing all sorts of ruckus. And I love it, and I hate it at the same time. Man!
Can I just ask a question? When was that split second when it looked like Triple H was going to help Shane get the win? Did you get a proper chuff on thinking you were going to be right?
I was still on edge because it was only Shane. I thought, how on earth is Shane gonna win? Well, in a way, I was thinking maybe Kane's gonna come up underneath the ring and drag Braun Strowman down into the ground.
We're skipping around, man. I'll say it, put it out there, man. I thought it was gonna be D-Brian, man, for a moment there.
Yeah.
The big teeth and stuff as well, man. So I thought, yo, is this Steve Bryan coming out?
Yeah, cause I didn't catch that, you know. I was watching it as Stephanie McMahon said something to him and made him think. I didn't catch what it was.
Do you not think maybe the building up for a whole Shane Daniels thing, though?
That's a possible WrestleMania match.
Yeah, that's possible as well, man. You know what I mean? Because I have these girls like, Shane's like, yeah, this is going to happen. And Daniel Bryan can do well. Actually, this could happen instead. That's what they seem to be on right now. You know? Oh, it's a crazy one, people. You know what I mean? It could go. I mean, Chad. We really don't know where this is going, you know, because Braun Strowman, him, Bedford Triple. Oh, shit. Jason Jordan is Bedford Triple. Kurt Angle, Bedford Triple. He's made like 3-4 enemies in one night. Mind you, Shane come on SmackDown the next day and he didn't really say nothing about Triple H. So, I don't know, man, you might be disappointed there, Chad. But, can't rule it out just yet. There's still the Royal Rumbles, there's still Elimination Chamber, there's still the Fastlane, and there's still Big Wrestle WrestleMania. And you never know, they might throw in a network special in the middle of all that shit. You just don't know, man.
Ladies,
Sakon's not here yet. Nah, he's soon coming,
I really enjoyed Survivor Series. There's always going to be people complaining, and I'm happy Roman Reigns got the title off Miz. All in all, I'm happy with my week in wrestling.
Word up, man. We was all wrong about the Miz winning to against Corbin. I thought, oh, shit, because, you know, Miz's teeth and shit. You know, the Miz has been taking some beatdowns in recent weeks, man. If it ain't by Braun, it's by Corbin. If it ain't by Corbin, it's by The Shield. You know what I mean? Like, a normal wrestler, if that happened to them, us fans would be like, oh, he's been buried. He's been buried. But we're not saying that shit about the Miz. I wonder why is that? What was that, Shad?
Well, I think...
We're
calling
him a
jobber
as well.
What? Exactly? Yeah. You got anything to add on with that, Joe?
But were we not all prepared for Miz taking his time out, obviously, with his wife being pregnant and things like that? He was going to have to drop that title.
Yeah, that is true. I don't know how far gone Maurice is still. You know, I forgot about that, you know what I mean, for a hot minute. I forgot the bitch is pregnant. Yeah, I said it. Yeah, man, we need to get about that still. You know what I mean? But damn, what else? AJ Styles, man. Good lord, he got props for Paul Heyman. Maybe for Brock Lesnar as well, man. We all knew he was gonna lose, but jeez.
He put up a good fight.
I knew he would. You know what I mean?
We all knew he would.
Yeah, man. We all knew we went in. But this is what interests me, though. On SmackDown, it comes on, and he's hinting about a rematch. Now, here's the thing, right? I haven't even checked the YouTube video out because, personally, well, you guys convinced me that Tuna Meltzer is a bitch, and that and to that he is. Suddenly, Tuna Meltzer's talking about Vincent Kennedy changing his mind about Brock Lesnar facing Finn Balor at the Royal Rumble. Now, I'm there thinking, hold up, I know you're supposed to be some journalist, some insider, somebody, but, like, we're still in November, how do you even know that shit?
When you listen to him, I don't think he knows as much as what he thinks he knows, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
There's been a good few predictions of things he said that's going to happen, which have just not materialized at all. So I don't put paid to what he says.
See, wrestling fans, this Dave Meltzer dude, he's good for what he does, but don't take everything he says as gospel. See, that's how you get bets, man.
What do you mean, changed his mind? Changed his mind? Like, if Vince has changed his mind, it's not going to happen.
This is what smashed it. You know what I mean? I just did a YouTube video. Like, I didn't watch it. I just seen it, you know, when you log onto YouTube and you see all on display and whatever. You see the videos on display. And one of them will say, you know, recommended videos for you. Dave Meltzer says Vincent Mann changed his mind about Finn Balor facing Brock Lesnar at the Royal Rumble. I'm thinking, hang on. Hey? I'm like, what? Hold up, wait a minute. Okay, Vincent Mann's known to change his mind, yeah, at the last minute. But, like, months leading into it? I mean, what the Ross? No. I think Joe's right, you know, Shad. I think Dave Meltzer acts like he knows a lot of shit. You know what I mean? And what's happening is he's using it to his advantage because he knows his dumbass, bullshit-ass internet wrestling fans who take everything he says as gospel, and that's how they get bets, and that's how they complain on the internet. Because they listen to him too much.
Do you know Chad's been right more times this year than Dave Meltzer has?
It's true!
That is true, still. I don't see nobody on my news block.
Exactly, nobody's paying you money, other Chad.
I know, yeah, give me your money, I'll write your newsletter.
Don't know, man. Don't know. You know what I mean? That dude. No, sir. You know how I know these things? Because I have a brethren. He calls me during the week. He calls me. And he's like, oh, I watch this something on YouTube. This, that, and the bird happened. And if it's not from Dave Meltzer, it's from Wrestle Talk. And I'm telling him, I'm saying, brethren, don't believe everything they're saying. Don't believe everything. Take it from me. They don't believe everything they're saying. That's how these wrestling fans get vexed. That's how they could, because they listen to all of that and they think it's all going to come true, and it don't come true, and something completely different happens. They're like, I said, dude, don't take everything they're saying to you.
Do it.
Yeah, exactly. Don't do that shit, man. You know what I mean? It's supposed to be, that's a television shit right there, man. Don't play that, man. For real. Boy, oh boy. What else has happened on the World Wrestling Federation, man, that entertained you guys? Talk to me. What's going on?
Yuck, isn't it the MVP of the week for you?
Oh, no. It's not time for that part yet.
just in general, Jason Jordan, oh my God. When all of a sudden he was like, it was, oh yeah, you face up against Braun Strowman. And he was like, oh, me bad knee, but I'm injured. Me bad knee. I was like, oh yeah,
that's triggered something. It's triggered. I'm not going to get angry about it, because it's what WWE do, ignore stuff. So Kurt Angle says to Jordan, you're not 100% fit, you know, you can't let you do this. But then Kurt Angle comes out with his leg all bandaged up.
Kurt Angle's never been in better shape than all this. And look what fantastic shape. He said me and Terry were sitting going, yeah, apart from the leg.
Did someone check the condition of Booker T as well? I think there's something wrong with that man, seriously. I think he's had a stroke or something that I do not know.
I think he's got the onset of dementia, like, or something like that.
Next year, we need to look at the Booker.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Something's wrong with him, man. I'm calling it now. Well, I'm not calling it. I'm pointing it out now. Awareness of Booker T.
Oh, God. No. That can't be. No. Not a Booker T. You fucked.
I'm genuinely worried about the guy.
Shad, he's in his early 50s, man. He's young.
He's not necessarily saying he's going to die, just he's had some sort of seizure or something.
Yeah. No, he's on the edge.
Yeah, his brain is not working to its full capacity.
I know no one else can't see. Well, obviously Charles notices this.
If you
the pay-per-view for 30 seconds, and then you'll be like, yep, something wrong with that man.
Talking about the commentators, did anybody see Vince Russo having a little dig at Corey Graves?
I saw that. Vince Russo.
You saw it on Twitter. Yeah. See, Joe's all over the Twitter, and I see everything. And I was like, ooh, Vince Russo. It was just like a sly little dig, and Corey Graves just totally dropped him on his arse with it, like.
Yeah. Apparently, the Jason Jordan Braun Strowman match, apparently, according to Vince Russo, the commentators were not selling it enough. And then Corey Graves was like, look, man, you're using jokes that my 9-year-old son uses. You know what I mean? Stop that shit, man. You know what I mean? Just stop it.
Yeah, I'm a killer.
Serial killer, what's good?
Yo, how's it going, man? How's it all going? Hi, good to be here. Hi, Joe. How you doing?
Steve, come back. Steve, come back.
Yeah, how's it going?
Yeah, I think I'm well, still.
It is.
Have you got a scorecard for
us? I have got the scorecard, man. It's looking interesting. Since SummerSlam, Shad, you've been on one hell of a roll. You are this pay-per-view's MVP with 6 correct predictions out of 8.
Well done.
And now, leading the prediction scores for the first time this year, making a late charge, the Shadfather.
Well done, Shad.
You're tied with Mike for the most correct predictions, but because you've made two fewer incorrect predictions, you've got the highest percentage. You have the highest percentage. Mike, you're rocking up in second. Joe, you're third. I've had a couple of bad pay-per-views. I'm down in fourth, and then Wardle's a mile behind, and he's screwed.
Holy shit!
Wardle scores for Survivor Series 1-7.
You're fucking kidding me.
Shit!
The only one Wardle got right was
Shut the digital!
Raw women winning. That's the only one Wardle got right. Oh. Everything else he was wrong. Wrong. Wrong.
Shaz, what's so funny, man?
Did he honestly think the Shield weren't going to win? Oh, my God.
Oh my.
They've just got back together. It was obvious. Even at least if that was.
Talk about guarantees. 100%.
In fairness, Joe, you and Wardle both thought AJ was going to beat Brock.
Hey, I have the fear. But, no, do you know what my downfall was there? I was like, oh yeah, AJ is going to win. Brock has to drop the title. And then Terry was like, you do realise that no titles are actually on the line. I was like, oh fuck, I'm going to get that one wrong. It was like the most stupid mistake ever, and Terry's like looking at us just shaking his head. He's like, you fucking idiot. That's what I based my prediction on, yeah.
I don't know what you guys have been saying about Survivor Series so far, but the one match we all got caught out on was the Miz and Baron Corbin.
Yeah, we all got
that
kicked.
That was a strange one.
And then think about it, I thought I should have known, but like the Miz is so teased, you know what I mean? That's why we thought he was going to win.
Yeah, he's got the Miz to ride. That my theory was, if he's got the Miz to ride, he's not going to lose to Baron fucking Corbin, is he?
Yeah, but, oh man, yeah, we all got caught with that one, man, like, holy
so
shit.
So it looks like Baron, because I know I based it on the fact that Baron Corbin's been in a bit of the bad books. So it looks like he's going ahead again with his little push.
Yeah, although apparently Miz is off to film a movie soon, which is why he lost to Roman Reigns on Raw.
That's got Becky Lynch in as well.
Don't know.
It'll be one of them marine ones. They're the only fucking films he makes.
Sadly, it's not the kind of film I'd like to see Becky Lynch in.
Oh, there goes my joke.
you want to see her in a page turner, don't you?
No, and Mike obviously wants to see her in some sort of anime film.
Hey, that's enough of that, Shad. Don't let me start on you, you know. Even though it's for a good cause, it's to the point where I'm tempted to make it a brand new segment. That cotton wine show of yours, man. What have you done tonight, Jack, Shad?
Like,
did you see what
I tagged it in? Booty
chick.
I was in the discussion, but I didn't see the link. I was a bit confused.
If I tag you in something, if something's good. If I, like, tag you on Twitter.
Because I said that. I saw the same thing, didn't I, Joe?
Yeah, you thought the exact same thing. You're like, oh, Shad. And I was like, I tagged Shad in this. I've seen it.
And you know what the worst part is? I can't remember what it was.
It was Nia Jax doing like a booty shake dance to...
Yeah. Shad, what have you done tonight? Is this a new segment now? Shad, what have you done to Nia Jax? Like, seriously? This girl, when she started at NXT, she was mean, she never smiled, she beat people down. She beats bitches down, she don't own business. But ever since your show, she's just got this new bubbly personality about her. This seems to come out of nowhere, and it's ever since your show started, and I'm to the point where...
She don't get tagged in them weekly, so, you know, if something, your attitude changes.
I'm on a Twitter page right now, Shad, right? And a few of these tweets have given me joke, and I'm like, Shad's behind it. He's behind it for sure. Okay, check this one out. Backcap underscore caveman. He says this. My wife sent me to the store for one item and failed to tell me that it's the busiest grocery store shopping day of the year. So, I am single now. Get at me at Nia Jax WWE. So, obviously, he's got a thing for Nia Jax too. Nia Jax responds to him and says this. Okay, sounds good. I'm going to need you to go and get me some things from the store first.
Damn.
That ain't the only one.
Man's coming up, you sent a thought. Oh, hold on, is it a dick pic? No, it's not.
it's a scorecard as it is now.
It's the updated scorecard with one pay-per-view to go. With the exception of Wardle, it's coming down to the last pay-per-view.
Oh, shit. Oh, right. Well, Wardle's preparing himself for his massive...
Wardle's got the chair. He's fucked. He's just got to accept it.
I think he's already prepared.
But have you noticed, though, out of all of us, right, Wardle is the one where it's like, no, I am so right. Like, the rest of us are just putting out predictions and like, yeah, this might happen. I think this might happen. But with Wardle, it's like, no, I'm 100% out of time yet. And you're an idiot if you don't feel like this. It's a good job he didn't convince us.
Boy, you don't know. that guy. God bless Wardle, man. You know, Wardle, what happened to your podcast, man? Shit. Huh? Hey, yo, Shad, I'm not done with you now. Shad, did you catch this other tweet that Nia Jax put out? Now, this one, I was like, oh shit, she's really done it now. She says this. I'm having fun with braids. It's helping me keep my hair healthy, grow back my natural curls, while also allowing me to try some fun designs. What designs would you guys like to see me wear? Post some pics and tag me.
Seriously? I think she might regret that.
Can I just say, I was really, really expecting to see Shad's name pop up with... Pigtails are basically just a blowjob with handlebars. That's what I was expecting to see.
Give it 30 seconds and that'll be on Alex's Twitter feed.
I was waiting for it, and then when it didn't come up, I was like, Shad has not seen this yet.
Shad, what have you done to Nia Jax? What? You haven't done anything!
Mm-hmm. We influenced each other. Sometimes I think she influences me.
No, it's definitely the way around, man. It's definitely the way around. This is what's been
I'm
mean.
I'm sure she influences certain parts of here.
Well, that's between our DMs.
No, sir! Shad. It's your mission now. Next year, it's your mission. You got to get her on the show. I don't care how you do it. I don't know what excuses. Oh my god.
Or if next time they come to the UK, Shad, you need to try and meet up with her.
Yeah, we've already arranged that.
Okay.
Hey, bad.
Yeah, when she appears at one of those stores for a book signing or something, that'll be the date and get your picture taken. That would be the ultimate. That would. Oh my god. Oh my gosh, man! What has Shad done to that?
Can we take a moment just to laugh at the Bullet Club getting a cease and desist?
Another
from No, the original one, I'm still laughing about it. And the fact that they can no longer use Too Sweet. Are you seeing what they've changed it to?
No.
Oh, no, no, no.
One Sweet.
What?
That's it, One Sweet.
Oh, no.
Because I was saying the chat, like, me and Terry were talking, he's like, oh, have you noticed they're doing that Too Sweet thing loads at the minute? I was like, yeah, because. And I explained to him about the cease and desist and everything. I said, we'll be doing it, just like, be like, ha, we can do it. And, so I was explaining to him, and I said, yeah, yeah, and Bullet Club now do their One Sweet.
Holy smokes!
I don't know what the fuck it is, because I've not actually seen it, but apparently it is the One Sweet.
Anyway, fuck Bullet Club. What did you guys think of Survivor Series main event? I don't know whether I've already missed you guys talking about it, but... I did want to quick please say that I didn't think it was the best, to be honest. No, what was the point of bringing John Cena back just for him to do pretty much nothing and then get pinned? We all liked it at first because we saw the big stars from back in the day, like, oh yeah, we remember him, we liked him, but... Besides what they used to do before, when they used to bring back the big stars, make them beat the younger stars, and that's exactly what they did. Apart from Strowman, obviously, all the young stars were out quickly.
Do you know what the best bit was?
There wasn't a
when
best bit,
I saw Triple H's eyes were going to pop out of his head.
I was picturing it.
It was so good, man.
I love the view, man. I'm sorry.
I was mortified by the fact you had 10 people in that match and the first person eliminated was fucking Nakamura.
You can't complain, man.
There was like, what, 10 stars? One star had to be first.
Nakamura did get to, like, smash a few people up, but...
Exactly, yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, someone had to be first, really. Who else?
Oh, man.
Who's going to complain?
Shane, is that a fucking wrestler? Shane should have been...
Yeah, but it's all about the fans, basically, at the end of the day. That's all that wrestling's about. It's about the McMahon. It should be McMahon's featuring wrestlers.
Well,
but to be fair, you had Becky Lynch straight out. That was the SmackDown Women's Champion.
That pissed
you couldn't have had Shane was straight out as well. Couldn't you? As much I fucking hate the cunt.
Yeah, it tied into the end as well with Trip.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
You can have Becky Lynch out first when you've got Alicia Fox in a match.
Yeah.
Hey, credit to Alicia. She's paid her dues there. She's been in it a long time. Maybe
she's
it is time she had a push. Yeah, she's not too bad. I've seen Welsh.
Yeah.
Nikki Bella.
She's been there just as long. And I'll put Alicia over Nikki any day. And
exactly. It's just Alicia doesn't suck John Cena's cock.
Yeah, she sucked Wade Brown's though, and he didn't work out too well.
What? Did she know to go out with Wade Barrett?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, that was a...
Yeah, so you had to give us some bad news.
Yeah, oh, she got from something cock was herpes in the gob.
That's terrible. I've just got back from the doctor,
and I'm afraid I've got something.
Oh shit! I have to admit, Alicia Fox, I'll give her props this week, man. I really do, man. I give her props because that brings me to Raw, man, you know what I mean? The bitch is back! Oh, fucking hell, fuck off.
Hold it.
Yeah.
Is she at Survivor Series? She'll be on Team SmackDown? No, don't be silly, man, cause she's on Roman, man. Nah, she'll be on SmackDown.
Yeah, I'll give you props for that, Rashad, man. But it's the way they did it, like, oh, it's a mystery partner.
They can't have Paige on SmackDown. Because her tag team partner is on SmackDown.
Yeah, I told them that last week, but they didn't listen to me, Joe.
Exactly. You can't have her and Xavier Woods together. Because he'll have her down for three counts.
Oh, no. Well, as it stands...
We're popping around, and it's like, I'm not coming alone. And then I'm like, don't say that.
Bring up action of Australian Nathan.
Oh man, but the number three was
oh good lord.
That was I to be honest, a bit.
Yeah, what happened
was in all seriousness, no. It was nice to see her back looking healthy.
That's true. She looked like she got her groove back. I wasn't excited to see her back because you guys already know I can't stand the bitch. But I was excited when I saw Sonya Deville come out. I was like, back foot! And Mandy Rose, you know what I mean? I'm like, Ross, where did they come from? And then causing ruckus and beating everybody down. I was like, Ross, okay. So the Perfect Picks team, the BDSI Network team. Michael Lee, shout out to him, he was like, okay, so hang on, so Raw gets free next girl and SmackDown gets nothing. I'm like, yo, what SmackDown, see what happened? You watch SmackDown now, and what happened? Liv Morgan, Sarah Logan, and Ruby Riott, they joined SmackDown causing Rockers doing the same shit.
Yo. Do you think it's a possibility now that we may get women's tag teams back?
I was going to say a woman's revolution, I think we might get.
I wasn't really getting to that, but more likely the Women's World Rumble. But I thought the Women's World Rumble was going to happen anyway, do you know what I mean? I thought it would like involve like NXT stars anyway, or some legends like Lita might come out for the odd time and throw and do the odd moonsault or something, which would be great, so, you know what I mean? But I think that's where I'm going with it still. I think the WWE Universe to get used to these new gear that come in. Right, I saw that the Royal Rumble, but it might not even be a 30 women's. I don't think, to be honest, I don't think it would be 30 women, you know, but probably be like 20 women, to be honest with you. 20 women, because there's like roughly 10 females on each brand now.
It's doable, it'd be doable.
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, I want to see that, man. As far as women's tag teams, it could well be possible now, you know. I mean, as you say, there's roughly 10 women on each brand now. 10 women on each brand, and
they might introduce a secondary belt, maybe, for real.
I think they need something now.
And I think they'll get the Royal Rumble this year, to be honest. Cause it takes
I'd
really?
Just like Royal Rumble just to see more varied
views,
to be honest.
The Royal Rumble's one match, like, everyone hype for that one build up for the Royal Rumble, and it's the men's thing then, unfortunately, with the odd woman coming in on occasion, but for them to get their own, I don't think they'll do it. It's too much time, it takes up too much time.
They could maybe do a 20 woman Rumble.
Well, that's what I was just asking.
Instead of 90 seconds between entrances, just do 60 seconds. You know, that would help get it to fit into a Rumble.
I'm down for Women's World Rumble, man. You know what I mean? When it goes to big WrestleMania, man. You know what I mean? Make that shit special and shit, man. You know what I mean? They've gone this far with the women's division. I say go there, do it.
Yeah. There's enough female talent on the rosters now.
Yeah.
You know, chuck a few from NXT in.
Yeah. Man, and throw Lita in there. Get in there, Lita, do something. Do you know what I mean? I mean, find Jacqueline, find Ivory, you know what I mean? Let them bust a two clothesline and then get thrown out. It would be great. I can't see what the problem is. What the hell is Alundra Blaine doing? I'm sure she could do a bulldog here and there. I'm convinced.
You get Awesome Kong back.
Awesome Kong, she's still doing the damn thing?
Yeah, get her back in WWE.
For a one-time only thing, though, still. A one-time only thing.
As often as they can get her.
Yeah. Why not? Stephanie, get in there, man. You know what I mean? You look to mix it up.
Oh, yeah. Have to have Triple T use the hammer so she can win.
Triple T has caused too much trouble this week. He's caused far too much trouble.
Definitely Triple T.
You know what I mean?
See that video of them leaving the ring and walking into the fucking sign.
Oh my gosh!
So funny.
That was gold. That was the greatest thing.
It was Stephanie's face that made it, Stephanie's reaction that made it the best.
Yo, seriously, I thought to myself, I serve you right, Triple. Serve you right, you little bitch. You're about to be in peace. That's what you get. That was great, man. A quick word on War Games, man. You guys seen the War Games?
Really good. How bad was that guy bust up on his head top?
Yo, that was mad. That was mad. Now we know the real reason why they took off there wasn't having a roof on that top of that motherfucker. Because people was like, oh no, why you take off the roof? Oh, you're spoiling War Games. And I'm thinking to myself, yo, this is NXT, man. This ain't no AWA shit now, you know. You know what I mean? Where does...
No, Triple H did actually say before the event in the interview that he took it off so he didn't have to lick at the guys so they could go on top. So we knew they was going to do it.
See it there? See it there? Motherfuckers was complaining, Shad. He was like, oh, they're spoiling it.
Also were complaining, of course. I believe that.
Why they took off the roof? Why is it pinfall and submission? Oh, shut the fuck up! That match was done. You know what I mean? This ain't AWA, motherfucker. I mean, I watched the War Games, the AWA shit, the WCW shit. The ring looked like it was gonna fall apart. It looked tired and old and shit. Yeah, see,
you see how bad Alexandra Wolf's head got bust open?
Yeah, hard way as well, man. Well, you can't have War Games without blood.
I think what happened was, as he suplexed the guy, as the table broke, it must have, like, some shards was gone up into his head.
Whoa!
I think that's the only way I can see how he got cut open.
Yo, that match was something else, boy. That match was something else. Special shout-out to Aleister Black and that Velvety Dream Dude. That match could be some joke as well, by the way. I love Aleister Black's fighting style, man, but you know what I mean? Doing all that springboard shit and then sit down and cross his legs, man. I thought, whoa, you know, that skills.
That
I love
great.
That shit, man, but Velveteen Dream, he's like, if you put gold dust in a pot and you put in Rick Rude, you know what I mean? That's exactly what you get.
It's like Goldust and Prince had a baby.
And Rick Rude.
fighting style of Rick Rude, definitely.
And his
mannerism. He's basically studied Rick Rubin.
Rick Rubin.
Rick
Rubin. Because he's wrestling attire as well with the two face on it. Man got an X-Man's face on his trunks. I'm like, what the hell, man? Rude boy! No, sir. Nah, man. Nah, on a real, like, he legit, like, he really got into that character, man. He legit disturbs me. So, if they call him up in the future, he gotta be something, man. He's gonna give me some joke, man. Like, old school Goldust and Roddy Piper shit, man. He's gonna give me some joke, man. But, boy. Okay, enough of all that shit. It's time for MVPs of the week, bitch of the week, and Joel's got getting a chair war for us, but we're gonna do the MVP of the week first. Ladies first. Joe, who do you have? Let me tell you something. I watched this wrestling shit for nearly 30 years of my life. I've never seen Triple H so scared in his life.
Do you know why he deserves MVP? We were watching Raw, right, and he came out, and I actually cheered. I legit, like a kid, right, went, yay, like that,
yeah,
when
man.
He came out.
Stephanie was on it like, my husband, Triple H, she's not afraid of anybody in the back room. He's not afraid of no one in the... When him come out, they're fake. I was like, oh shit!
I was like,
yay! Same here, I was cheering, I was like, yeah! Get him! Get him! Get that motherfucker, get him!
The only time I've ever seen Triple that scared was when Undertaker kicked out of the tombstone at WrestleMania and Triple was like crawling backwards.
Oh, yeah! But to the point his face went red, he looked like he was gonna cry. Like his life flashed before his eyes and shit. Don't you ever fuck with me again! And what does Triple H do? Oh no. Yeah, man, that's a great pick. Braun Strowman, the MVP. Serial killer, MVP of the week, could you have?
Ooh. I think AJ Styles.
I'm shocked. Because I've been an AJ Styles fan since before I was supposed to be an AJ Styles fan. I watched AJ Styles before anybody here was supposed to watch AJ Styles. He is more phenomenal than he gives himself credit for. If you're not an AJ Styles fan, you shouldn't even be watching WWE. He's everything that Shawn Michaels and Bret Hart and Ric Flair were to their generation, and he's updated it. He's evolved their styles to truly be the single most phenomenal in-ring performer I have ever had the honor and the pleasure of watching up close. I've been doing this my entire life. No one in the ring has ever compared to what I witnessed tonight when I had the best seat in the house and got to see AJ Styles up close. To you, sir, I have nothing but respect and admiration.
Yeah, that's a great pick. Shadow, you got?
Okay. It's a tie between two people, but I want to give it them as a couple, if you will.
Okay.
As a duo.
Okay.
As a combo.
Okay.
Sammy and Kevin.
That's a good pick.
Even for the entrance alone on SmackDown, Sami Zayn dancing to Kevin Owens' music. Oh my god. That's the funniest thing I've seen. I've never seen anything funny. Oh god, I killed it.
You know what?
That's
a great pick. You know why? Because the storyline, they made it out like, and I was falling for it for a split second as well. They made it out like that. Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn, they were being selfish and cost SmackDown, but they didn't really, did they? In my opinion, they didn't really cost SmackDown the match at all. That's what the storyline dictated, that they did cost SmackDown a match. That wasn't the case at all, man. So, for a minute, I was there, costing, say, ah, you fucking idiot. And then I thought, hold on. No, they didn't.
And then they beat half the SmackDown roster as well. Well, the New Day, but half the roster was against them, and they still managed to get the victory over the New Day.
Yeah. Big up Lumberjack match. So, like, Danny Brown's on some... Look, man, I'm not going to fire you. I know your talent. You two got skills. So, next week, you're going to fight Randy Orton, because Randy Orton wants to fuck you up. So I was like,
no, Brown's just trolling him.
Danny Brown's playing with him. Is that what it is?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. You know what? My MVP of the week, you're going to be shocked at this one. Well, then again, you might not. Depends. I don't know. My MVP of the week? Paige. Yeah, I said it.
What?
I can't stand the bitch. Right? But when she brought her two friends with her, right, Mandy Rose and Sonya Deville, right, and beat up Alexa Bliss in the back, I was like, yes, beat that bitch down, beat T-Sauce and Blood Class. I was like, yeah, man, T-Sauce. That sweet me. I cannot lie to you. I was happy to see Alexa Bliss boss ass like that, man. I thought, yeah, you bitch, you deserve that shit. Paige gets the MVP. Paige and her girls, man. Well done. Bravo. Do it again next week, man. Do it again. She deserves that shit, man. All right, let's keep it moving, man. And Biatch of the Week. Serial killer, who do you have?
It hurts me to say this. It's got to be me. He loses to Baron Corbin, loses his IC title. Man's a bitch. He's the bitch this week. It's got to be said.
That's a great
bitch. It hurts me to say it because the last past 12 months, he's been brilliant.
Yeah,
but man's a bitch.
Yeah, he's so brilliant that... Yeah, he got so boss ass. I'm telling you, man, if Bruce has got that breed of boss ass, motherfucker saying that he got buried. You know what I mean? Wrestling fans, check yourself, man. Check yourself. Shad, bitch of the week, who you got?
I'm really bored. The Miz is a good one still, but I'd honestly pick.
Oh, you're welcome to. Unless you can think of a worthy alternative.
But I'll give it to Shane McMahon for getting screwed over by his own son-in-law. Lost the match. Then comes on TV and doesn't even talk about it or mention it. Like it never happened. Well, if it happened on SmackDown, it never happened.
Oh, man. He was just like, oh, I'm just proud of my peoples on SmackDown. They went in and this, that, the third. He was doing an alley shuffle. Triple H. Didn't he really screw him up? I mean, yeah, there was on opposite sides to begin with anyway, but whatever. It's Triple T, Bennett. I see where I'll go with it. That's a good pick. I'm going for... This is my bitch of the week, guys. Bray Wyatt. Yes, said it.
Bray Wyatt.
Exactly. Where is he? Where is that motherfucker?
Husky Harris.
Yeah, bring him back, man. Bring him back.
He's a bitch, man. Bray Wyatt, you are a bitch. I mean, let me get this right so I can understand this. Right? Man's not seen on TV, right? At all. Okay? And Braun Strowman has become a bigger star than Bray Wyatt. And Braun Strowman has not had the belt yet. He hasn't had the belt. And Braun Strowman's killing him every single week. Braun Strowman kills it. And Braun Strowman come for your camp. And it doesn't stop there. The Bludgeon Brothers on SmackDown.
Harper and Robin. They look good in fairness.
They've done their thing. They're looking to make waves in the tag team division. I mean, and the commentators was like, oh, they're more malicious than they ever was. So you're telling me that all that time in the Wyatt family, Harper and Rowan weren't doing shit. And now they're there. They're the Bludgeon Brothers and they run things. Where does that leave Bray Wyatt? Bitch!
You're telling me Bray Wyatt's not allowed to win feuds, though, is he? He's not allowed to win any matches that mean anything. When was the last time Bray Wyatt won a feud? Answers on a postcard.
Yeah, let us know down on the Twitter, on all the social media, at Jams Podcast. Joe, be out of the week, who's that?
Jason Jordan and his goofy leg.
Jason Jordan. Jason, he was 100%, he said. He was 100%. So the league goes up against Braun Strowman, and it's 100%.
Yeah.
Can I just say
he's going to be my bitch of the week, like pretty much every week. He's actually overtaken Enzo as.
Whoa!
Bitch.
Wow! Oh man, that's bad. That is bad.
Because I've dealt with the Enzo situation now. Now when he comes on the telly, I just switch it off.
Well. That's why I give Enzo props, man. You know what I mean? He's making good storyline with the belt him have. I mean, and making big waves. It's supposed to be big cast, and it's just switched up. So that means I'm big up to Enzo. You know what I mean? All the same. All right, Joe. This is the part where you tell us who's in the chair this week. I know you got a good one and I've read upon it.
Uh-huh. Right. Can I do the honourable mention first?
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, of course. Go do that.
Yeah, right. Mike Knox was very nearly in the chair. But not knowing who the fuck Charles Manson was.
He's American. Why not just an American guy? Yeah, but that's unfair.
I don't care what the fuck he is. I don't care if he's from fucking Mars. You should know who the fuck Charles Manson was. So stop buying replica belts and learn your own fucking history.
Oh no!
Charles Manson and Marilyn Manson are two different people.
Oh shit! Oh, I'm sorry, Mike. You got caught, man. You was on Perfect Plex the other night. Not Perfect Plex. Solon Sports, the Monday night one that you do. Best of Worst of the Weekend, and you did say Marilyn Manson. And yo, we could download the episode, and the evidence is there. You said Marilyn Manson. And the guys didn't even back you up, you know, they just let you run with it.
And also to all the people trying to humanise Charles Manson, saying, you know, he was very intelligent and all things like this, I would never say the word, Hitler wasn't too bad because he wrote a book.
Because he had a dog.
He loved his girlfriend.
Look, man.
It's okay, killed all Andrews.
No one gave a fuck about Charles Manson a week ago. Suddenly you dropped down and dead, and suddenly you care. Get the fuck out of here, man. All them Facebook posts.
No.
Yeah, man. While you was there talking about Charles Manson is dead and this, that, and the third, I was there celebrating Tripod Quest 5-star birthday and get the fuck out of here. But nah, man, that's some bullshit, man. I think someone else significant in showbiz died at the same time as well. I can't remember who it was. And you're talking about...
Davis Cassidy died and I was very sad.
Was that the same day?
No, it was a couple of days. I think it just happened today.
I just wanted to say that I was
very sad that David Cassidy died.
That was this morning, wasn't it?
Yeah, I'm very sad. I even mentioned on Twitter and everything.
Oh, man. Damn. Oh, boy. We're not on this earth forever and ever, amen, unless you're a vampire, a soul-sided vampire. You know what I mean? Live on, live long, David Cassidy. But... the real winner, please, because we're running out of time.
Jennifer Hudson.
Oh, dear.
Find wrestling related, because what she done to David Otunga, she played him like a fool for 10 years. That bitch be cheating on her man, then kicked him out of the house. And all these, and I'll say it, and it's not me being racist, but the amount of black women I have seen trying to defend her... saying, that man's scum and all this, and like they come up and like, you do what you got to do, sister, and all this. Shit, cheated on him. You can't defend that.
He's the main character of the son thing. She's off doing what she's doing. He's the one looking after.
He's looking after the child at Thanksgiving, right? And they've had a divorce, right? And she apparently has accused him. Whooping her ass?
Because he's a wrestler. Because he's a wrestler. That'll get me in this
I think he's not that kind of guy. I think that's just bullshit.
Yeah, there you go.
That's her trying to save her career. Saying, oh, well, you know, he used to beat me. I've turned to another man for comfort. And
from
all
the
this.
Sounds of it, he was the one looking after the kid because she was never there.
Yeah, she was never there. He took a big step back from his career to care for that
character. Come on, this is a serious matter, Joe. Come on.
He did have a career, to be fair. He wasn't the greatest ever. I'm not saying that. But to be fair, the guy did have a career.
Right, he's getting that WWE wages. Come on, he's getting that WWE wages.
That Vincent Kennedy money.
He's getting that Vincent Kennedy money. That's right.
But that's like saying Mr. Selfie has a wrestling career.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
What is it Ian does? Ian actually works in an office. That's not his real job. Do you know what I mean?
Mr. Selfie's
not a real
person. Oh, Funga is a lawyer?
Yeah, he's a lawyer, and he was a commentator. A shit commentator, goes to the job. Do you know what I mean?
And he was getting Vincent Kennedy money, right? He was a good father, right? And she had run up and down her cheap pad. Jennifer Hudson, no, sir. You find fame doing some reality American Idol shit. And you find yourself on Dreamgirls, and you find David Otunga, and you're married for the longest, and you... No, sir.
No, they were never married. That's another thing. He wanted to marry her, but no, she's kept him engaged for 10 years because she wouldn't marry him.
Fucking females.
Oh.
I know. All the bitches.
All the bitches.
They're all snakes with tits.
No, sir, Jennifer Hudson. No, you are the 2017. What is her name? The one that accused Mike Tyson of rape. You know the girl I'm talking. Robin Givens. You are the 2017 Robin Givens, man. That's unacceptable. Hey, and watch this. And the man got his son for Thanksgiving. You know what I mean? David Otunga's won this one.
Let's just hope that she isn't the 2017 Nancy Benoit.
Oh my god. No need to go there. Jennifer Hudson! Lord have mercy, you deserve. You don't do a wrestling fault like that, man. Jennifer Hudson! Ha! Get the chair! Oh, dear me, that's awful, man. That's awful. I don't do the mantle like that. WWE wages as well, you know. But that's all right. Hey yo, that's it for this week, people. Man, I mean, don't talk, man. Word up, man. Hey yo, it's a good few weeks till we get to the pay per view. You know, I don't know why they call it Clash of Champions, because the pay per view we had just, that should have been called Clash of Champions. Champions Clash. I ain't no champions clashing now. Oh, good lord. Oh, change the names, do something. Chef, you're good at changing the names. Change the name of this pay-per-view, man. Word up, man. You can't call it Clash of Champions and Champions or not. I said.
You can call it Knights of Champions, to be fair.
You can't call it.
You change it to Clash.
That's called the Clash of Champions.
Yeah, don't give me a job, man. Next week, all the same shit. And maybe another segment of what the Shad done to Nia Jax. It might be. I'm not promising anything. Hey, yo, I've been your host, Grab Bunny P. He's been the serial killer. He's been Shad Barber. She's been Sensational Joe. You can find us on all social media at Jams Podcast. That's what you have to do. Hey, that's it. We don't talk. It's over. Bitch.
I'm serving notice. That's the bottom line. I get the shots, you're looking at the next champion. That's the bottom line. I'm serving notice. That's the bottom line. All on the list. I'm serving notice. All on the list. I'm serving notice. Go. I get the shots, you're looking at the next champion. Get up in your mouth. Austin 316 says I just whipped your ass.
I'm something you don't want none of, cause I spit 316s like something cold out of sun, yeah. Nuck's the big deal from the small one this year. I lose control like it's a spell that I'm under. And feast on these beats, but you can blame it on my hunger. And speaking of, these tracks that I'm eating on, Got fans reacting to it like a Beatles song. But real hip-hop, y'all rappers doing sing-alongs. Before you can beat the dawn, you got a better chance on Friday. Getting a kiss from Nia Long, running away's your best bet. Cause I pick up mics and truck these MCs. No redneck, repeat this when it's playing on your headset. Only settle when I die and I ain't dead yet. Try to test and get laid out like a bed check. Rap mania, killing the game, this song's a death threat. I hope you're ready on your mark, get set. Let's go! Yeah.